we got another day of NBA action. And with FanDuel, every night is a watch party. So it's time for your FanDuel crew to make their bets. So, what's the move tonight, gang? You know the new customers who bet $5 get $150 back in bonus bets? Woo-hoo, we're heating up, fam. Bet all the stars with all your friends and make every moment more, only on FanDuel. New customers bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to More Business, More Life podcast. I'm your host, Steve Napolitan. This show is for C-level executives, entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, and speakers who have found success, but they don't have the life that they want. On this weekly show, we're going to be talking about business skills to have more business while we design our ideal life and have more life. More business, more life without sacrifice. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the More Business, More Life podcast. And today, Giovanni Casals and I are going to have a discussion about what we're doing with the podcast, how excited we are, the guests we've had, the guests that are coming up, what we see that's amazing, and some of the patterns that have emerged so we can all have more business and more life. So Giovanni, it's been a lot of fun. I think this is like our seventh episode. We've had some awesome guests. And before we jump in, we want to talk about that. We're going to use this episode to kind of talk about the podcast. I'm curious, for what we're about to do. I guess I'll tell you right now, we're going to have the next, this episode plus six more are going to be Giovanni and I, and we're really going to be talking about some different themes and we'll do some stuff. And then we've already got another six episodes recorded with guests, and we'll talk about those coming up too. Some super awesome podcasts that we've already recorded. And so we just wanted to let you know that there's gonna be a slight change in format these will be slightly shorter. Well, a lot shorter. We're going to do like...
These will be mini-sodes.
As we're gearing up for a big push. So we're going to get a big push out on this podcast. And thank you for all the list, the early listeners here. So these next seven episodes are going to be really just a treat for you as we really grow the audience here. And, we could have paused and said, hey, we'll see you in 7 weeks, but we didn't want to do that to you. So really, this is... a big thank you for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate you. So after doing, so we've recorded about 12 episodes with guests. Like, what are you most excited about with the podcast?
What I'm excited about is just hearing everybody's different viewpoints, right, from life. I mean, just that's what's so fascinating about podcasts is that you get to hear somebody's story. And that's what's so fascinating about people, right? Is everybody has such different stories, and they just bring, I think what we lose in society maybe is that we, the people we pass on the street, we're just like, oh, that's just whatever, right? But when you get a chance to just talk to a stranger, or even if you know them, you get to talk to somebody deeper, like you just get to hear all these little stories as you've been listening, you hear these stories that people are saying, like of their adventures that they had or when they had a challenge, like when you typically don't get to hear that on a daily from somebody. Like that's what I love about this podcast is that the challenges they've had in their business, but then also the challenges they've had in their life and the life that they're creating. Like you don't get to hear those on a regular from people. And that's what I really love about it so far.
Beautifully said, Giovanni. And, you know, like, as you were saying, that occurred to me, you know, just thinking back at the interviews we've had, you know, like, I think two or three of them, we talked about, you know, family deaths and how, like, it getting really deep, you know, and then what that triggered and what grew from that. And it's like being in nature, like when a tree falls over, it brings a new life. And we forget about that in our own lives, you know, where we have maybe tremendous challenges or even literally death. What that triggers in new life. And I think when I look at the list of the people we've had on the show, how deep we've gotten it, and the learning that comes from that for all of us. So awesome to point that out, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? What are you enjoying so far?
You know, I think it's really close to what you're saying. Like, I think, I guess what I would add to it is the learning that comes from it. I think that when we hear other people's stories, like I often quote that story from Roger Bannister, the Roger Bannister story. He's the guy that ran the 4-minute mile in the 1950s. And people said his heart was going to explode and he would die. And he worked at it, and he ran the a mile in less than 4 minutes. And it, within that year, 19 other people did it. And then now kids in high school do it. So what's amazing to me about hearing all these stories, and, you know, I can tell you all day long how, like, I changed my life from being a workaholic, going down the same path as my family, and then being able to make huge changes in my life so that I could have more business and more life. And that's why I wanted to create this show. But then to hear dozens of other people having a different, totally different experience, and all different ways where they came from and all those things. But then to start to conclude that we want to live now, that it's not okay anymore to like work really hard and retire as an old person, you know?
Yeah. And it's interesting too, that all the different ways people are getting to the same conclusion, which is cool, right? We all have our own paths that we've had in our life and experiences, whether we've seen them as horrible or good, or usually the hindsight 2020, right? You look back and like, oh, that was pretty crappy when I was going through it. But now, like, if I didn't go through that, I wouldn't be who I am and where I'm at today. Like, and it's just, it is interesting to see, like, me, I've been working with you now for, I think, like 4 years. And so I've heard your stories a lot, right? And I feel like I can tell most of your stories, maybe not with much gusto, but I can tell the story. But then hearing the other guests on the show and them going through their hardships and their ups, and then like them still coming to the conclusion of like, wow, like, yeah, we need to live now. Like, you don't have any other time. There's no past, there's no future, it's just right now. And like creating the life that you want to live, and like the happiness that you want to have now. And that's one of the one things I was drawn to you when I first heard you speak, when I was like first starting my photography business, and you're talking about like, you don't have to work so hard. Like, there's another way. And I was like, okay, I've always thought I was lazy, but there is another way. It's work smarter, not harder. And like, you can have life and you can have business. It doesn't have to be business now and then life later, or it doesn't have to be life now, business later. It's like, it's the, and we got this, we call it, you know, life work integration. And I think that's the biggest thing. Cause anytime I think of life work balance, I always just picture myself on one of those old school weights and me in the middle. Anytime I'm running towards one of them, it's just one, they're getting lopsided. And that's like the old way of thinking. It's the integration. It's like, it's creating your life so that your work is involved with it, and creating your work so your life's involved in it. And like, for me, that's like a beautiful thing. And that's the last 2 years, I've really been trying to create more of that life work integration of where I can be working from anywhere and doing whatever I want, or I can work the way I want to work and live the way I want to live, whether it's stationary in one place or if it's traveling the world, whatever it may be. Like, that's what's exciting.
That's beautiful. And, you know, one of my mentors, Jeffrey Slater, who we'll also have as a guest at some point here, you know, he told me once when he was coaching me, because I was such a worker, like I was a workaholic. And see, even look at to the point we're making, that we come from different paths, but we end up in the same place, right? So I came from being a workaholic and had to change. But he actually told me, as he was coaching me, he said that the type of personality I am are the harder ones to get people to have, to get the systems to work. He said lazy people are easier to teach how to systemize their life, because they already know. A lot of lazy people are really good at delegating because they don't want to do the work. So, but that's so one true. Of the ways. And then you know, I think, you know, what is lazy anyway? But because the thing is, it's, you know, you just want to do what you want to do. Yeah. And then you try to get rid of not do the things you don't want to do, which I think is a great thing in life. You know, spending time working on what our weakest points are would be a lifetime to get good at it. But if we focus on, this is what Strength Finders talks about, if we focus on what we're good at, then we can be amazing experts, masters, enjoy life. And usually your heart wants that. And that's kind of part of More Business, More Life, right? That we follow our heart's desire. How many of us have, and people out there, and I did it too, we deny what we want, put it on the side, work to make money, and then one day we'll be able to do our thing. Well, the longer we live in that place, the one day gets more and more bleak and or forgotten about because we're just too exhausted from living someone else's life to make money.
Yep.
And that's not okay.
Yeah. That's, I think that's what it was. The thought of my laziness was because I didn't fit into the cog that most of us are bred into, right? It's like the work, the 9 to 5, like I was the worst 9 to 5er, and man, I always showed up late. Took longer breaks, like never, like horrible worker, absolutely horrible worker. But then when I find something I love doing, like I'll work, I don't know, 10 hours might be pushing it because I'm not a 10 hour kind of a guy, but like I work way more for it because it's like I'm excited about it. I'm learning something new. I'm pushing myself and it's something that interests me. So like I don't consider my, and it's not hard. It's not like work, you know, right. and you always hear that from people. It's like, it's when you find something that you like or enjoy doing, it's no longer work. It's something that just like, you're excited to do it.
You don't even notice the 10 hour days.
Yeah.
You'll be like, what the hell? Where'd the day go? You were working on something. And it's not like you do that again, but, you know, having integration where, you know, that's not going to be a daily occurrence, you know, but it could be a definitely part of our life. And everyone's in a different place. Some people have, you know, a wife or a partner. Some have people have kids. Some people, you know, are just full on, they're like single working on a project and they're going to be 100% on it for a little period of time. You know, the recipe is different for each of us. And that's kind of, that comes back to what this podcast is about. The recipe is going to be different. So the more stories we share, there might be one that you identify with more, but if you're listening to this show, then you are here because you want more business, more abundance, whatever that is for you, like creating the wealth in your life while you're having the life you want. It's not the either or, it's together. It's and, it's more life and more life. I hit the, would I say more life twice? Because more life is so awesome, but more business and more life. And I hit the microphone. I did everything wrong in that statement, but it doesn't mean that this podcast is going to be perfect. We're going to be rolling with it. It's going to be real. It's going to be conversational. It already is. And we're going to continue to do that. You know, I know we wanted to keep these shorter. So I just want to run through a couple of the episodes. So, you know, we had, Michelle Masters, we had Jonas talking about Rock a Cow. It's awesome. You got it. If you didn't listen to that episode, go back to episode number 3. Jeffrey Hazlett talking about business, especially during crisis time. We had Leticia Reyes. She came on and talked about how she transformed from where she was working to the life she's having now and doing amazing things. Julia Wharton. So we had some amazing guests. So here's what's to come. So the next 6 episodes, Giovanni and I are going to bring some special ideas and discussions. We'll put that together. And then we have about 6 other guests right after that. So we have Lee Purcell talking about life and transformation from being a truck driver to living a life where he's coaching and helping people around their mindset now and doing amazing things. So, you know, and we're talking about, you know, beer drinking after work, not while he's driving trucks, but, you know, to dramatic transformation, talk about living someone else's life and then living the life he wants. So amazing story. Good friend of mine, Bronkar Lee, is going to be coming on the show. And another, so we're going to have some back-to-back mindset, but how he uses, he's a musician and how he brings music into keeping our mindset strong. How do we work through, and a whole bunch of other stories about how we integrate family life, because he's also a father of 2 young boys, how to integrate that in with your business at the same time. Gustav from South Africa, and he I think his course is called Get a Life or something like that. I might be butchering it, but he will have it in the show notes and everything. But he and I, when we met in New Zealand, we just hit it off, and we've been at events and people think my kids are his kids because he's known for traveling with his family like myself. So amazing. Again, for those of you that have families, You know, a lot of times that's one of the biggest excuses I hear from other fathers and mothers. I would do that, but I have kids. And, you know, I want to also let that be a part of the show. That does not need to be the case. How do we integrate parenthood with having our dreams? You know, you don't have to, there are sacrifices being a parent, and I signed up for those, and I love that. I've learned so much being a parent, but we also don't have to let it drive us missing out on our life. And then a couple more, Rhett Aselar, he's coming on. He's been working with me for years, and how he went from being in a basement to having $1 million+ business. And how he's a father, as well, another father, like living life. We got Krish Shembra, who's went from Broadway director to now running dinners and bringing people together and connecting them. And he's got his book, Gratitude Through Pasta. Actually, I have the book right here. Hold on. Gratitude and Pasta. And he, that's a funny one. He recorded the podcast in a storm. He had two umbrellas. He was outside because we're in the shelter in place right now with COVID-19. And so his partner was inside, and amazing, amazing, funny thing. So that'll be coming. And then the last one is Jill Lublin, who we are talking about travel and living our life and all the things, being a black sheep in our family. Anyway, I'm going to stop myself. There's so much I could share with you, but I just want to let you know we're pouring our hearts into this, and we want to share all these amazing stories so you ultimately can start making choices in your life to have more business and more life. So I don't know if you want to add anything to that, Giovanni, but that's what's to come.
That's perfect, man. That's more business, more life. You said it. You summed it up.
That's it. Well, keep connected with us. Share with us. You know, connect with us on social media. Share with what you like, what you want to hear. If there's anything else that we can add, we definitely want to know what you like about the show, and then what you would like to see more of. We're all ears. So, all right. So we got some special episodes coming to you next in the coming weeks, and we look forward to having you listen in. Thanks for listening to the More Business, More Life podcast. I hope you got value. And if you did, we have so many more things for you at stevenopliton.com. You'll be able to connect with us on social media. We are active. You can ask us questions. And then on top of that, I want to give you a really big gift. And it truly is. We want to give so much value. We have an offering. It's a program called Clear Path to Customers. It's the same way that we attract wow clients and only working with the right people, the people we want to. And it's transformed my business into millions more in revenue with the right people and my clients. And we're doing it absolutely free. So you can go to stevenopliton.com and grab that. You just got to put in your information. We'll send it to you promptly. And that again is on stevenopliton.com. I look forward to having you on the next show. Until then, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.